Welcome to today's Perry Fairway. Let's talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sirwinski. On today's program, I am joined by Perry City Administrator Sven Peterson. We are covering a whole bunch of topics from last night's Perry City Council meeting. So Sven, thank you for joining me today.
It is great to be here this morning, Joe.
So lots to talk about here. First of all, the budget is now official. So what can you tell me just about the budget and its approval?
You betcha. So last night we did hold the public hearing on the fiscal year 2020 budget. And subsequently, the City Council did vote to approve that budget. So now Finance Officer Susie Moorhead will be sending that on to the county and the state for certification. Kind of the big touching points on this, we did develop our Community and Economic Development Department within this budget. We also were able to add a police officer position to get us to 13 full-time officers, as well as add another maintenance person to help get our buildings and grounds back on track to where they need to be. So a lot of really great things that we were able to accomplish within this budget, and we still lowered the property tax level by about 8 cents.
Yeah, so that's a big deal for people that you're able to do all this new stuff, bring in these new departments, new personnel, and still people's taxes are going to go down.
Yeah, these are a few of the things that I've been working towards over the last few years, and it's finally a great thing to be able to see them actually come to fruition and be able to happen. And with that said, none of that would have been possible without a lot of hard work from all of our department heads in putting together their budgets and working with both Susie, myself, and the City Council to put forth a balanced budget that really is able to accomplish some good things for the city and move us in the right direction.
Absolutely. Now, that was one public hearing during the City Council meeting. A second public hearing was held regarding the bids for the airport project. What can you tell me about the bid that was accepted and the project itself?
Yeah, so this project is for a new 100 by 100 hangar out at the airport, which the FBO, which is Walter Aviation, they'll be using it for part of their operation as they expand their business and bring more opportunities into the Perry Municipal Airport. So this bid came in at $815,000, below what the engineer's estimate was. Even with that bid, the contractor has always been very good about working with the city and our engineers to come up with ways to reduce that cost even more without really making the project anything less. So just some value engineering on that. And the best part about this, you know, coming under budget is really great, but even better is that we got a really, really good contractor. Jensen Builders has worked with us before. They built another hangar, and they also did the parking lot out at the McCurry Center. And we just could not be happier with the work that they've done in the past and their responsiveness, their respect for what they do for public entities. So it's just great to have good contractors put in, and we're able to get a contractor that we already have a proven relationship with.
For sure. Now, when can people expect this construction to begin on the hangar?
As soon as the weather cooperates. That's kind of the biggest thing with all of the projects we have going. We just are waiting for all this darn snow to first stop and then melt away. We'll probably need to dry out a little bit, and then we'll be able to move forward with the project.
All right. Now, another item on the agenda was setting a public hearing. So public hearings were kind of a theme with the meeting. That is to discuss a voluntary annexation. What can you tell me about this whole situation?
Yeah, this is for about a 5.5-acre parcel kind of in the triangle between the dog park and the wastewater treatment plant on the south side of the highway, right off Ivy Place. Joyce Van Kirk owns this property, and she's wanting to bring it into the city limits and continue their quest to develop a new animal shelter facility at that property. So this is kind of the first step that they're going through, and then we'll be able to keep moving forward in that process.
All right. Definitely a project that we will keep an eye on moving forward. Now, during your city administrator's report, you kind of gave a little bit of an update on legislative topics that could affect cities. Two bills in particular, one dealing with public land and then the other one dealing with property tax reform. What can you tell me just about these bills and how they might affect cities?
Yeah, I'll start with the public land bill. you mentioned that these are things that cities should be worried about, but really the public land bill, which I'll preface all of this, it did not pass out of the House subcommittee, but there is a similar bill in the Senate, and I believe that's to be voted on later this week. But getting back, this isn't something just for cities to be worried about, but this is something for any landowner to be worried about and any person that utilizes public lands. Basically, what this bill tried to do was limit the state, city, and counties from either purchasing or accepting land donations. And where that really gets me is they're literally trying to control what people can do with their land, which to me is just not right. If somebody wants to donate their land, they should be able to do that. So you not be able to purchase land for parks, trails, or water quality projects. I find it hard to develop words to explain this bill because there's just absolutely no rhyme, reason, or logic behind any of it. But there was a good contingent that showed up yesterday in force to oppose this bill. Again, it did not pass out of the House subcommittee even.
All right, and then the property tax reform?
Yeah, this is kind of boilerplate legislation that gets passed around from state to state. Really convoluted, I think, would really tie the hands of public entities to be able to take advantage of the development that they have in their community to work with that and be able to set appropriate property tax rates for their communities.
All right. Well, definitely topics that people should be paying attention to at the legislature, and maybe if they have concerns, they can reach out to their legislators and tell them how they feel about that.
Absolutely. Please do some research and then get a hold of your legislators and let them know what you think. Best part is, whether you're for or against, please be in contact with your legislators because that's the only way they know what we feel and how we feel things should be handled.
All right. Well, one last thing to talk about today. I want to kind of end it on a positive note. Pickleball is going on at the McCreary Center. Barb Walling, one of the council members, has kind of spearheaded this. It sounds like it's a lot of fun. So what can you tell me about it?
Yes. So Councilwoman Walling is a pickleball enthusiast and worked with the rec center to kind of start up her own pickleball league. So I believe it's Tuesdays and Thursdays from 9 to 11. There will be a group at the McCreary Center in the gym playing pickleball. So if you've played pickleball before, that's great. Show up and play. If you've never played pickleball in your life, that's great. Show up and play. I think they're having a lot of fun out there, and it's great to see, especially city council, getting involved like this and spearheading this type of activity.
For sure. Well, Perry City Administrator Sven Peterson, anything else that you would like to mention to our listeners today?
I don't think I have anything today.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it.
I appreciate you having me.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Sven Peterson. You can find this program at raccoonvalleyradio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.